We're learning Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding on the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. So we're going to try to get from that Mishnah through the next Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Let's see. It says in the Mishnah, is going to discuss how many of each min you need for the Dalet Minim. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shlosha Adasim, Shtei Aravos, Lulav Echad, Vesrog Echad. We should be familiar with this. Three Adasim, two Aravos, one each of a Lulav and Esrog. Afilu Shnayim Ketumim. And then he said, Rabbi Shmuel just adds that by the Hadasim, even if two of them are cut at the top, the Echadenu Katum, and one of them is not cut. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Afilu Shlosham Ketumim, even if all three are cut at the top. Rabbi Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the whole thing. He says, just like you need one of each lulav and esrog, you also only need one of each hadas and arava. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel darshins the pasuk. Pasuk says, ulkachdum lechem biyom rishon priyetz hadar. Kapos tamarim, vanafei tzavos, va'arvei nachal. So we darshan as follows. Pri etzadar is an esrog, so you have to bring one, because echad, that the prim is singular. Kapos tamarim, so even though kapos means is plural, it's written, it's spelled without a vav, as if it says kapas. So that's echad. Anaf eitz avos, so shlosha, we learn from the fact that it's three words that describes the hadas, that you need three hadasim. And arve nachal shtayim, the fact that arve is plural, the minimum of a plural is two. V'afilu shnayim ketum v'echo she'enu katum, then Rabbi Shmuel said that the hadasim, two out of the three, can be katum atap. Rabbi Tarfon omer shlosha, afilu shlosha ketum, Rabbi Tarfon says you need three, even if all three are cut at the top, and Rabbi Kiva m'kshem shlo v'echo v'esro g'echod, kach hadas echod, Va'ravachas, you only need one of each. So Amar lo Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says Rabbi Kiva, if you want to make a hekesh with the whole pasuk, yachol yehei esrog imayim, you might think that the esrog has to be together with the lulav hadas and arava, all bagudachas, all bound together in a single aguda, because they're all linked to each other. So Rabbi Kiva says Amrit. What, do you really think you could say that? V'chinamar pri etzadar v'kapos tamarim. It doesn't say pri etzadar and v'kapos tamarim. V'alunamar el kapos, without a vav, as if it's starting a new sentence. So you see there's pri etzadar, and then separately you have kapos tamarim, v'anaf etzavos v'arvinachal, altogether. U'minayin shemakvin zezeh. How do I know that all four minim are makiv each other, that if you only take three of them, you're not, you'll say anything? Tamalomer lekachtem shetei lekicha tama. That we learn from the word lekachtem, which teaches us that it has to be a complete taking. So now the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah and the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel, who said in the Mishnah and the Brisa that you need three adasim, and then he says, even if two out of the three are katum, so manavshach. Ish leimin bai, libai namikulu. If they can't be cut, then they all should not be allowed to be cut. I lobi shleimin, if they don't need to be complete, afilu chad namilo, then none of them should need to be complete. So I'm Rabbi Ra, I'm Rabbi Ami, Chazab, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel actually changed his mind from what he originally said, that you need three hadasim. And in the end of the day, he actually agrees to Rabbi Kiva that you only need one hadas, and that one hadas cannot be cut because it has to be hadar, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel means, that you could take two ketumim and one that's not cut along with it, because there's really only a requirement midoraisa for a single hadas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Tarfon. The halacha says k'Rabbi Tarfon that you need three hadasim, and they all need to be, and they can all be cut. They don't need to be whole. They can be cut on the top. And this is Shmuel Shitaso. Shmuel used to tell the hadas salesmen who were charging way high prices because there was such high demand, Ashfu v'zabinu, he would say, you better charge a more reasonable price. V'lo darshina l'chu k'rabi tafran. And if you don't charge a more reasonable price, I'm going to let everyone know that the halacha is like Rabbi Tafran, that the hadasim could be ketumim, and that's perfectly fine. And then the demand will go way down, because it's pretty easy to find hadasim that are ketumim. So my time, why did Shmuel say that he's going to darshan like Rabbi Tafran? Ilei mishum de mekel, if it's because Rabbi Tafran is more mekel, and that's why he said he's going to follow Rabbi Tafran is more mekel, and that way they won't raise the price. If he wanted to give an empty threat of darshaning like a more mekel shita, he should have threatened them with Rabbi Akiva, which is even more mekel. So it must be that Shmuel holds that the halacha really is like Rabbi Tarfon, that it wasn't just stam, an empty threat, because if it was an empty threat, he could have given a better empty threat. Says Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe it's easier to find three hadasim ketumim than it is to find one hadas that's not katam. So maybe it was in fact an empty threat, and he was going with the most mekil shita. So let's do our main points over here. Main point number one: Rabbi Kiva holds you only need one of each min. Rabbi Shmuel holds originally that you need three hadasim and two aravos, but then he changes his mind to say only one hadas, but it's got to be complete. And Rabbi Tavron holds you need three hadasim, but they don't have to be complete, they can all be katum. And main point number two is that Shmuel threatened the hadas salespeople to paskin like Rabbi Tavron, who allows it to be katum. So now we get to the Mishnah about an esrog. So this, we're going to talk about the dinim of an esrog and how it has to look, and we're going to explain a lot of the halachos. Esrog agazel, an esrog that is stolen is going to be pasul. Vayavish, if it's mostly dried out, it's going to be pasul. So pasul, both of those are pasul. Shalasher, shalindachas pasul, if it comes from an ashera tree or near an idachas is pasul. Shal orla pasul, if an esrog is from a tree that's still in its early years, in the first 3 years from when it was planted, it's going to be pasul. Shal truma tameya pasul, if an esrog is truma that's tameh, it's pasul. Shal truma tahora lo yitol, if it's truma tahora, you're not allowed to take it, but vim natal kasher, if you do take it, is kasher. Shal demai, if the esrog was purchased from an ama aretz, and we're not sure if truma samaisos were taken from it, beishameh pasul. Beishameh says that it's pasul because it's a suffek tevel, and an esrog of tevel is like an esrog that belongs to partners, because Kohen and Levi each have a chelik in it, so it's pasul. Ubeisal machshir and beisal holds that it's kasher. Shel meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, if it's an esrog of meiser sheni in Yerushalayim, which is where you're allowed to eat meiser sheni, lo yitol v'natol kasher. You're not allowed to take it, but if you do, it's kasher. Also chazozis, if it has like these bubbles on the esrog that you could feel, al rubo, over the majority of the esrog, or nitla pitmasa, the pitma, the esrog is removed, or niklaf, the esrog is the outermost layer of it is peeled off, or nistak, the esrog has a crack along its length from one end to the other, or nikav, it has a hole in it, the chaser kol shehu, and because of that little hole it's missing a little piece of the esrog, pasul, in all those cases it's pasul. Also chazazis al miuto, if there's a little bit of a chazazis over a minority of the esrog, or nital uktso, the other side of the esrog is missing, not the pitim, or nika velo chaser kol shehu, there's a hole in it but it's not causing the esrog to be missing any piece, then it's kasher, and in such cases it's kasher. Esrog hakushi, an esrog that comes from kush, which is a black esrog, pasul is pasul. By yarok kikarti, an esrog that's green, Rameir machshav rebidu pasul. Rameir holds his kasher, and rebidu says pasul because it doesn't yet have a gemar pri. Shir esrog hakatan, how small is the minimum size of an esrog? Rameir omer ke'egos, the size of an egos. Rebidu omer kebeitza, it's got to be at least the size of an egg. Uba gadol, how large is the maximum size of an esrog? Kadesh yochas shnayim biyadu de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you have to at least be able to hold two of them in a single hand. Rabbi Yossi Yomer afilu echad b'shtei yadav. No, even if it's gigantic and you need two hands to hold one of them, even that is a kasher esrog. So the last main point over here, the Mishnah divides up four categories of esrogim. There are those that are kasher b'diavad, those that are pasul, those that are machlokas, and those that are kasher l'chadchila. Right, so if you were to divide it up that way, the kasher b'diavad ones are truma tahora and meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The pasul ones are gazel, yavesh, ashera, yarnidachas, arla, truma tameh, chazazas al rubo, nitla pintmaso, niklaf, nistak, nika v'chaser, kushi, or smaller than negos. And machlokas is an esrog of demai, yarok kikarti, between the size of a negos and a beitza, or between the size of being able to hold two in one hand and needing both hands to hold one. And that's what this kasher l'chadchila is, if it's chazus b'miyuto, nital uktso, nika v'lo chaser, or bigger than a beitza, but smaller than holding two in one hand. Okay, so we'll stop there. And next time we'll pick up Lamed Hayam and Aleph at the Gemara.